battered and bruised, internal organs burst and spurt blood, a ruptured spleen, a punctured kidney, blood drips behind blackened eyes. Behind unseen pupils, among dying brain cells, the blood rises till lungs fill from the internal bleeding. The internal bleeding goes undetected, uncorrected. Only the cuts and bruises are treated while the victim no longer weeps. Just keeps the pain and misery inside, then lies down one day and slowly dies. She didn't know. Cause of death, hate. Cause of death, not hate but self-hate. Not self-hate but the absence of love. Not the absence of love, but the overabundance of defective, defeated, self-defeating love. She cried in the silent spaces between the applause, felt withdrawals, sought to treat the dis-ease with drugs, drown it in drink, lose it in the pleasure of sleep or cheap thrills in the arms of men she knew but didn't understand. We've learned many ways to hurt ourselves, learned many ways to make each other scream, silent screams, kill each other over and over again and bury love dreams. Cause of death, unmet needs that beat her down till she believed that the bleeding was normal comfort. And we treated the surface wounds but couldn't see the cause, couldn't see the certainty of slow death in her eyes with the rise of the tide of blood. Cause she was trapped in a cage of unladylike rage that turned in on her, pounded on her insides till her very heart just exploded. Too much blood, too much hate, not hate but love, not love but the absence of love, not the absence of love but an overdose of misdirected, misguided, tainted love. Rest in peace, sisters. Rest in peace, Billy. Rest in peace, Phyllis, cause we've learned to redefine ladylike. Let go of the rage, grow our own true love, turn it inward to nurture, to heal, to find solace in the silent spaces between the applause.